Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you all are doing well today. God has been speaking so heavily about this thing of preparation, like this process of preparation, pruning process, the wilderness, really undoing some things and making the right agreements. God has placed it upon my heart to begin doing free masterclasses, which will take place every Wednesday on this month, starting next week, March 9th. These masterclasses will be for those who have signed up for the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge. Anyone who is dealing with breaking soul ties, learning who you are, learning your identity, who you are in Christ, learning who you are in the spirit, healing, basically everything that we have been talking about thus far, like since the beginning of this year, since the beginning of this season here on the Living in Pursuit podcast, God has placed it on my heart to go in depth and do some prophetic teaching on these specific topics. So each week we're going to be just diving into some of these topics, learning your identity, breaking demonic agreements, soul ties, healing, pursuing your true identity, undoing and resetting some mindsets, sustaining your discipline, learning how to be more disciplined, planting the right seeds, restoration. Like everything that we've been talking about, God has placed it on my heart to just go a little deeper, right? We're going deeper this year, right? So he's placed it on my heart to do some free masterclasses each week starting next week on March 9th. So if you've signed up for the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge waitlist, let me tell y'all something about that. So we're no longer doing a Pursuing Wholeness Challenge. We're doing a Pursuing Wholeness series. And this is what these master classes are going to be about, right? It's going to be called the Pursuing Wholeness Series, Prophetic Teaching Series. And that's going to be via Zoom every Wednesday of this month, starting March 9th. Now, the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge was supposed to be a 6-week training course, right? So each week we will be diving into some of these topics. But as I was preparing for it, I've been fasting, I've been seeking God's face, I've been diligently seeking him. So all of these episodes, these recent episodes, have been the results of that, right? And just timing of what God wants to release into the earth right now. So he literally told me as I was preparing for it, he literally told me it's not going to take that long. Like, it's not going to take 6 weeks for anybody to get their breakthrough. He said it's not going to take them 6 weeks to heal from their pain, from their trauma, from their past, from their soul tie. It's not going to take 6 weeks to break that thing off of them, okay? It's not going to take them 6 weeks to get back into alignment. It's not going to take them 6 weeks to get in their word. Like God says, this is a month of acceleration. I keep hearing that acceleration in my prayer time. It's not going to take that long. So what he did was he literally allowed me to come up with something else, which he told me to do in January. And that's a whole nother story. Once I'm able to release what it is, I'm going to explain that whole story and everything of that nature. I'm going to be able to explain that on the podcast in a separate episode. But the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge will be in the form of weekly free masterclasses starting March 9th. So for those of you who already signed up for the wait list, I will be sending you all out an email with all of the information that you need. The Zoom information, the prayer calls, and everything like that. If you want to sign up for this challenge, go ahead and just access the link in the show notes. The link will be all over my social media pages. My Instagram, Drea K, DreaKay. It'll be on my YouTube in the description box. Drea K TV, DreaKay TV. It's on my TikTok. And everything, it's everywhere, okay? So if you're listening to this podcast episode, go ahead and just, I think most of you listen to me on a desktop, on your computers, so it'll be in the show notes below. So yeah, look, I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. There are so many things coming up in my ministry and my business and just things that God has been placing on my heart to do, and I'm so excited. I've been experiencing warfare for y'all. I just want to let y'all know, okay? But it's cool. It's a part of the job. It's a part of the calling. I'm straight. I ain't scared of no demon. You know, I know how to fight. So, you know, it is what it is. But this is a word that I gave in this episode. This is going to be a prophetic replay. Oh, I like that word, a prophetic replay. I like that word. Anyway, I'm going to release this word on the podcast. I did this word, I think, a couple of days ago, literally driving in my car, praying. And the Lord said, pull over. I need you to talk to these people about this thing. And I say, okay, Lord, whatever you want. So I'm going to release it here on the podcast. I hope you all enjoy. Look, it's time. It's time to go. It's acceleration time, okay? So I hope you all just pray to God that he gives you the speed to catch up with the series of events that are about to occur. I pray that you all just tune your ears into the message or the upcoming messages that I'm about to release on this podcast, in my ministry. Everything that is about to occur, I hope you all just stay tuned and that you are just excited as I am. I'm going to go ahead and play that replay, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye. Oh, and one more thing. If you have not purchased the Discipline Bootcamp course, you're missing out. We have decided to do two payment options for the course. The course is $97, but if you want to do weekly payments, it's only, I think, about like $26 and some change. I don't know. And it'll be over the course of 4 weeks, so you'll have some time to pay for it. But I'm telling y'all, if you need help in areas of hearing God's voice, becoming more disciplined, literally changing your mindset, your belief system, identifying hindering beliefs and thoughts and mindsets and habits that are hindering your purpose, hindering you from reaching your purpose, hindering you from hearing God's voice, hindering you from becoming prosperous. Hello. Hindering you from breaking that poverty mindset, breaking that poverty generational curse off of your life. Come on. I'm getting excited already. Okay. This course is for you. We have modules on changing old habits, learning how to hear God's voice, becoming disciplined in your study time, becoming disciplined in your prayer, learning how to fast, time management skills. You know, making time for God above your schedule. Oh, okay. So we have all kinds of modules in there, and we also have some prayer calls. We have those pre-recorded prayer calls that we did each and every morning of the 21 days that we spent together during this challenge. So I'm excited for you all to just dive deep. Like, God is literally telling us we need to go deeper. We need all of the resources and tools to get us closer and closer to where he has for us. We are living in pursuit. Like, this is an everyday thing. So when you're not listening to this podcast, or when you're not on everybody's TikToks or everybody's prophetic Instagram lives, you need to be building yourself up in the word without somebody telling you that you need to. Like, this has to be implanted in your heart. You have to want to get saved. You have to want to stay saved. Like, you have to have that desire yourself. So these resources are literally designed for you. So yeah, make sure you purchase the course. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.
I got a word for the people. I got a word. I got a word. I got a word for the people. I got a word for the people. I got a word. I got a word. I got a word for the people. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight? Look, I got a word. I got a I got a quick word. This ain't gonna be long unless y'all make it long. But look, I got a let me calm down. I need to chill. Y'all know when I'm in a parking lot, when I gotta pull over and stop and park at a parking lot, y'all already know what that means. Okay? Y'all already know what that means. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who this word is pertaining to. I don't know what season you are in your life. I know you've been hearing a lot of prophets. I know you've been hearing a lot of prophetic words, and you're getting tired of it, to be quite frankly. But I am here to let you all know. God said, I hope you got enough rest. Who is that for? God say, he say, I hope you got enough rest. Because this next season, I can't contain myself. Hold on. God said, I hope you got enough sleep. I hope you've been sleeping. I hope you've been enjoying your sleep. I hope you've been getting your rest. I hope you've been taking this time of leisure. I hope that you have been getting your stuff together. I hope that you have been studying the word of God. I hope that you have been getting your ducks in a row. I hope that you have been healing. I hope that you have been getting your stuff together. Saith the Lord. Because it's go time. It's go time. Everything that God has been speaking to you, and he's speaking very, very loudly. I feel like God be having like these little, like these little moments, like when something big is about to happen, he gets really, really, really loud, right? So I really feel like God is becoming very, very loud right now or lately. And he's literally been putting the pieces together. Who is that for? I know it's for me. He's been putting the pieces together. He's been aligning some things. He's been getting you back into alignment. He's been showing you things. He's been showing you who you are. He's been showing you your identity. He's been showing you all kinds of things, giving you dreams and visions and all kinds of stuff. And you like, Lord, if it's going to happen, just let it happen. Just let it happen already. Feel like God, like you teasing at this point. Like you teasing, like just go ahead and let it happen. God say, the reason I had you hidden. The reason I allow people to go before you. The reason why I allowed you to see other people get their blessing. The reason why I let you sit back and enjoy the show. Because some of this stuff has been a show. All of these false prophets and all of these people out here putting on a show for social media and TikTok and Instagram and all this stuff. Like, it's been a show. But God say the reason why he had you hidden is for your big reveal. Ooh! Who is that for? God say, I hope you got enough rest. I hope you got enough sleep. I hope you've got enough rest. I hope that bed was comfortable, because you ain't going to be in it too much longer. I hope them pillows was comfortable. I hope that new mattress and that new bedspread that you bought, I hope it worked for you in that last season. I hope it was good to you in the last season. I hope you were slobbing on that pillow. I hope that you got all of the hours that you got of sleep. I hope you got all of the rest that you got. Because God say, look, when that call come, when that opportunity come, when he sounds the alarm and he tells you, oh, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. It's time. Get in alignment, my daughter. Get in alignment, my son. It's time to go. I have use for you. Now that you've identified your gift, now that you've allowed me to cultivate your gift, God say, now that you have allowed me to cultivate your gift, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to catapult you. I'm going to bring you where you need to go. Ooh! Who is this for? God say, I hope you got enough slumber. I hope you've said your goodbyes. Ooh! Ooh! He said, I hope you've made your amends. Ooh! I hope you made your amends with these people. I hope you broke these covenants. Ooh! I hope you broke these engagements. I hope that you broke these agreements. I hope that you broke these soul ties. Because when I come, thus said the Lord, when I come with these opportunities, with the door of opportunity, when you get that phone call, when you get that opportunity of a lifetime, when that favor comes on you, I hope you're ready. God said, I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. And I'm sitting up here. I'm trying to contain myself. So, excuse me. I'm trying to contain myself because the Lord was speaking this to me. And I just had to be speaking it to y'all. Like, a lot of us have been waiting on our next move. A lot of us have been uncertain and unsure of the next thing that God is wanting to do in our lives. You've seen God show up for you time and time again, but this thing, this one thing that you've been praying about, this one thing that you've been very, very consistent about, this one thing that you've had to fight yourself to have faith in, this one thing that is bigger than you, this one thing that you've been journaling about, this one thing that God probably showed you a year or 2 years ago, this one thing. God said, I had you in preparation. I had to prepare you. And I know y'all hear that all the time, but let's be real. The preparation was hard. Having to wake up every day and choose to have faith. Have to wake up every day and choose to consecrate your flesh. Have to wake up every day and choose to live and walk in your spirit and not your flesh. That was hard. It still is. I'm talking about the preparation that you had to undergo before you got a piece to the puzzle. I'm talking about the hard stuff. I'm talking about the detail stuff. I'm not talking about what these other people be talking about. They be stealing other people's messages. I'm talking about the real stuff. The preparation that included that included you having to let some people go. People that you ain't even want to let go. People that your flesh wanted. God, I want him. Let who go? Not them. Not these friends that I've been having for years. Not these family members that have been there for me. Not this man. I know he wasn't, I know he wasn't treating me right. I know he was cheating on me. I know that he was abusing me. I know that he was doing this, God, but you want me to let him go? God say, I had to prepare you so you can become obedient. He said, I had to prepare you for this next level because this next level is going to be beyond your understanding. Stuff is just going to start happening for you. Stuff is just going to start happening for you. And you're not going to be able to figure it out. How did this happen? Now, I would have never imagined, I would have never guessed, I would have never thought that God was going to do it this way. That season is what you're about to walk into. That season is what you're about to walk into. When favor is just following you. When all of the gifts that you've given to God, all of the gifts that you have allowed God to use and cultivate, he said, okay, thank you. That was good on this level, but we going higher. We're going to a new level, baby. We can't sit here. We can't stand here on this surface level Christianity. As you go deeper, as you've been going deeper in your prayer time, as you've been going deeper in your study time, as you've been going deeper in your consecration, fasting and consecrating your flesh and putting aside the plates, putting aside pornography. Oh, who is this for? Putting aside all of your desires, all of your sinful ways. This is the season that you've been waiting on. This is what I had to prepare you for. God said I had to get some stuff out of you so that I can get some more of me in you. I had to get some of you out of you so I can put some of me inside of you. I'm finna throw this phone. Because that ain't no easy process. Everybody talking like, see this. This is why I have a problem with social media right now. Because people talking about this cookie cutter processes. Like, oh yeah, God told me to put that away. And it was just so easy for me to put this away. Oh, God told me to stop doing that. He told me to stop sinning. And you know, because I love God, I just stopped sinning. Girl, what? Who? It took me a while to put this down. It took me a while to get here. Hello, it took me a while to really be obedient to God. It took me a while to really hear the voice of God. It took me a while to really want to get in my word. It took me a while to really want to study. It took me a while to leave this person alone. Oh, well, you know, God was just, you know, God was just talking to me and he was just waking me up. Waking you up when? Because God be waking me up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep because he's still talking to me. That ain't easy. That is the type of preparation. That is the type of consecration I'm talking about. That's the type of realness I'm talking about. I can't stand these people on this social media. Talking about this stuff like it was so easy. Putting aside your wants. Putting aside your needs for God. That was not easy, sweetheart. But we got here. Oh! I'm dancing. But we made it. Oh! But we here. Oh, I'm getting emotional. God said, "It's this next season of your life is going to mean something to you. You worked for this. You died for this. Like you had to die. Your flesh had to die to some things. You had to really let some things go. You had to come up out of some mindsets. You had to come up out of some habits. Who is that for? You had to let go of some habits. You had to let go of some things that you like to do. You had to let go of the world. You had to let go of who you thought you was gonna be. Oh! 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 Some of y'all had some dreams. Some of y'all had some things that you really, 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 really wanted to do, and God said no. 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 I want you to do this. What? Not me thinking that I'm going to grow up, go to college, grow up, graduate, do this for the rest of my life. Now you want me to go into ministry? You want me to be a what? You want me to save whom? You want me to preach? You want me to share the gospel? You want me to spread the good news? You want me to what? He said, yeah. That's why I had to get all of you out of you. Ooh! I had to get all of you out of you so that I can use you for my glory. Because it ain't about you. Once you, ooh! God said, once you got rid of that, once you got rid of that mindset, now I can use you. So this next season of your life, the next, dude, this thing that you praying for, I don't know about y'all. Like, I really feel like y'all got some deep prayers. Like, y'all, okay. After you've gone through the process, you've gone through the preparation, you've gone through accepting God's will for your life. Accepting that, okay, well, I guess this is just going to be, I guess this is just what the Lord wants me to do. I guess this is just who I am. I guess that I need to come out the world. I guess that I need to let go of this system of the world that tells me I need to do it like this, 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 and this way. I guess once you've accepted that, God literally said, now you're in alignment. He said, now you're in alignment. God said, thank you for letting that man go. Now you're in alignment. God said, thank you for letting that habit go. Now you're in alignment. Thank you for letting your will for your life go. Now you're in alignment. Thank you for letting go of the world's view of who you are. Thank you for letting go of that false identity. Now you're in alignment. Now I can use you for my glory. Now I can show you more of the pieces to the puzzle. Now I can move you. Now I can start moving you around. Now that you've become obedient, now that you've learned how to say yes, in spite of the fact that you want to say no. God, I don't know about this. I mean, you know, but all right. I mean, well, you know, God, I ain't never did this before, but you know, if you say, all right. Well, God, I ain't never been lonely before. I ain't never been without a relationship before. But if you calling me to be and live single, then, you know, I mean, all right. He said, now that you got that attitude, now that you got that type of attitude, now that you on that type of time, now that you are on that type of time, now I can use you. Now it's go time. Now is go time. See, some of us, we've been waiting for a long time. We've been waiting for a long time. And this thing of like, you know what I recently just died to, y'all? And God really showed me something. Hold on, y'all. Let me get these losers off of my life. You know, y'all know what I recently just died to? And God literally had to, I had to come to terms with this, and this is what I wanted. Because of my past and because of insecurities and insignificant view of who I used to be, I literally recently had to die to wanting to be known, wanting to be popular, wanting to have a certain amount of followers, wanting to have recognition, wanting to have, you feel me? God literally had to get that out of me in order to use me. Oh, because people out here selling their souls. People are out here selling their souls for likes. People out here selling their souls for followers. People out here selling their souls for thank yous and congratulations and well done's. God said, you already getting that with me. What you need the world to do that for you for? I hope you didn't post this for that. I hope you didn't do this for that. God said, now that I done got all of that up out of you, now that you done finally died to that, and not my will, but your will be done, Lord, now that that's the prayer on your, on the tip of your lips, now that that prayer is in your spirit, I can use you. One thing that God was telling me lately was, when he uses you, he makes sure that you are right. Yeah, God said, yeah, I'm going to send you to that industry, and I know you ain't never been in that industry before, but I'm going to prune you of some things. Can y'all see me? People calling me? I don't forgot what I said. What was I saying? Can somebody enlighten me? Can somebody bring me back to where I was talking about? But I'm finna drive and talk because, look, I'm finna drive and talk. But do y'all understand? The type of, it's like God is putting together an elite squad of messengers. Like, he's literally assembling this squad. You were saying how God will place you in an industry and so on. Yeah, so God will literally place you in an industry that you don't have any experience in, just so that you won't get big-headed and prideful and start thinking that you got yourself there. God will purposely put you in an industry where you have no idea what you're doing. But the gift, that's why the Bible say the gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. That's why the gift make room for you. You'll end up in an industry that you don't even know anything about. God, I ain't never dealt with these type of people before. I ain't never stood on no stage. I ain't never sung in front of nobody before. I ain't never done this. I ain't never done that. I ain't never been no CEO before. I ain't never been no nonprofit organizer before. I ain't never been no pastor before. I ain't never been this. I ain't never been that. He said, that's one purpose. I gave it to you for a reason. It's the gift. The gift on the inside of you that will make room for you. God literally is putting together like an elite squad of radical chosen ones. People who are not scared to go to war with the war, who will go to war with the world. People who ain't scared of opinions. People who ain't scared of people saying this and saying that. Like, God, like, who will answer the call? Who will go if I send them? If I send you, will you go today? Or are you going to be worried about them people talking about you? Are you going to be worried about them people looking at the way you dress? Are you going to be worried about giving a message? If I put a message on your lips, are you going to be afraid to give it because of these people? God said we are set apart for a reason. We set apart. That means you don't talk about what they talk about. That means you don't do what they do. That means you don't act how they act. You don't think how they think. Who's going? God say, who's going? If I choose you today, if I put that opportunity in front of you today, will you go? Or will you start asking me all of these questions? Will you begin to stop trusting me? Oh, God said, I ain't looking for no timid. I ain't looking for the timid ones. I ain't looking for the ones that scared. God say, look, I'm looking for the bout-it-bout-its. Where the bout-it-bout-its at? Where the 90s babies at? Where the Knucks if you bucks at? Where they at? God say, I want them. Where they at? The Knucks if you bucks, if you will. Where they at? God say, I want to use them. The enemy does not want you to continue to get this message out. It keeps cutting. And I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, why is this little button red? The devil mad, y'all. Look, the devil is, ooh. The devil mad, y'all. He big mad because he already know. What God is about to do is send some people who are about that life. Y'all got some people in your life that are like about that. Like anytime you call them, they like, oh, where, who, when, why. They don't ask you how. They don't ask you no question. They say when, what, where. God say, I'm about to release them into the world. I'm about to release the people that won't compromise. I'm about to release them. I'm about to release the people who won't compromise. I'm about to release the people who ain't scared to stand up for Christianity. Who ain't scared to speak what thus saith the Lord. He said, I'm looking for them. He said, I'm ready to put them on the front line. Because these people, these leaders that God about to bring down, mark my words, mark the word of the Lord. He gave me a whole word on my podcast, Living in Pursuit. So if you haven't been listening to the podcast, the Lord ain't playing. Look, God ain't playing, y'all. He is about to send his chosen ones. Like, he has chosen you for such a time as this. You had to die to some things. You got out of alignment sometimes. At times, you chose your flesh sometimes, but you never deserted God and you never deserted his word. Yeah, it took you a long time to get out of that relationship. Yeah, it took you a long time to stop doing that. But that's who God is looking for, the relentless ones, the ones who don't give up, the ones who know who their source is, the ones who refuse to get weaker. The ones who choose to become weak. The ones who strive for strength. The ones who strive to be strong. The ones who say, even though I fail to my flesh, even though I fail to this sin, I'm still getting up and I'm still going before God. I'm still going to ask for his forgiveness. I'm still going to be on this journey. I'm still going to take the long route. I'm still going to consecrate my flesh. I'm still going to get in your presence. Even if it hurt. Even if I'm mad at you, God. Even if I'm mad at you for taking this thing away. Even if I'm mad at you because I feel like you being too hard on me. Even if I feel some type of way because you ain't do what you said you was going to do in the time that I wanted you to do. God said he looking for them. He not looking for the ones when the going gets tough, they going back to the world. He said, I'm not looking for them. Oh, he said, I ain't looking for the ones that's going to get to the top, that's going to get the favor, that's going to get the blessing, that's going to get the opportunity, that's going to get the marriage and fumble the ball. He not looking for them. Why? Because he knows what's in their heart. People that be trying to play and pretend to love God. People that try to pretend to go to church. People that try to pretend like they know the word. He said, I'm not looking for them. I'm not looking for them. I'm not looking for no people that's trying to hustle their way into the kingdom. God said, I ain't looking for them. I'm looking for the ones who are after my own heart. I'm looking for the ones who diligently seek. But look, y'all. I gotta go. I'm about to pull up to my house. But just know all of these distractions are happening so that you don't get an idea or so that you don't get confirmation that God is about to use you. And let this be your confirmation. Let the distractions and all of this foolishness that's happening right now, let that be your confirmation. God is about to use you. I don't know how. I don't know exactly when. I'm not a psychic. I don't know. I don't know the day nor the hour. I don't know when the phone call is going to come. I don't know what time of day it's going to be. It's going to be unexpectedly. But when it happens, mark my words, God is going to use you tremendously in whatever space, whatever capacity that is. He's going to use you for his glory. Because you consecrated yourself, because you kept going before God, because you love him, because you really truly love God, like you really love him, like you really fools with him. You ain't no fake Christian, like you really about this Christianity walk, like you really about this life. And he's going to reward you for that. Woo, he's going to reward you for that. Mark my words. Look, I love y'all. I might hop on later or I might hop on tomorrow. But look. I love y'all. Keep holding on and take care.